first question is, how did you select the couples that are going to be receiving these hampers?
Okay, we, yeah, at Age Concern, we know so many couples, but then there's some that we really did think had, you know, during the last, well, just under the last year, been in lockdown, in their own homes, and just needed a bit of a treat. One of the husbands is 101. You know, when you get to that age, you've got to have a treat on the Valentine's weekend, haven't you? And so he is a very private man. And actually, yesterday, we found out, having just given the couple a ring and said, you know, do you, you know, you still up for getting one of our lovely Valentine's Day box hampers? And she said, yes, she said, but my husband fell on Monday in the kitchen, ended up in hospital, came out yesterday. And she, just because of all that scenario, she'd totally forgotten. So she was just over the moon when she thought, I remember now, tomorrow I'm getting a Valentine's Day box. So yes, they're going to be getting one this morning. It's going to be very, very special for them. Otherwise, it's just people who, you know, maybe their loved one has got dementia. And so that will be just a really, really special, special surprise for them. Some of them have been married 50, 60 years. You certainly deserve one if you've been married that long.
The guy who went to hospital, is he okay now?
He's fine, he's fine. Yeah, they just sort of patched him up and make sure he hadn't broken anything. And yeah, he's all good. So I'm sure hopefully they'll be popping the Prosecco open to, yeah, just have a bit of a celebration.
School children from Kingswood House have got involved and they're making some... Can you tell us a bit more about how they got involved and what the cards are like, please?
Yes, so Kingswood House School, they're great supporters of ours. And in the previous lockdowns, we have sent out goodie bags and they wrote lovely little messages and hearts and letters to them. So they did that. And then coming on board with Valentine's Day cards was... yeah, definitely they wanted to get involved. So there's special messages in the cards with lots of lovely words, hearts and kisses all over the cards. And they've said that they certainly made them with love. So we haven't actually seen them, but we're going to hope that some of the older people that we're giving the boxes to will just let us know what's written in those lovely cards. So we're looking forward to that.
I also see that staff from Pfizer have got involved. How on earth did they get involved?
Yes, well, Pfizer, actually, their offices are local to us. And so their staff have the opportunity to volunteer. I think they give, you know, sort of a couple of days of their time a year or what have you. So the staff who live locally in Epsom and York volunteered. So two of them has just actually come and got the boxes. So they're off to deliver them. So how fantastic is that? Thank you, Pfizer, for allowing your staff to be our volunteers for the morning.
On a bit of a broader question, can you tell us a bit more about what elderly people have been going through during the lockdowns?
A lot of them just in isolation in their own homes since, obviously, you know, end of last March. They have actually been amazing, been real stalwarts within our community, embraced their family, friends, neighbours to support them. That may be with just a knock on the door and a quick hello and a chat. Sometimes it's just with that window open because they're, you know, really worried about opening their door. So there's been those people. And then also the people who, when time has allowed them, they have been out and about. But again, they've been really good, you know, going to the supermarkets or the local shops when it's not busy, wandering just, you know, round the block for a walk. So they've been really, really good. And at Age Concern Epsom and Yule, we've been really proud. Really proud of how we've been supporting them. We've done a few welfare calls over the last sort of 9 months, 10 months to our 5,000 clients. And our clients have just been over the moon. that we've you know, just called them for a chat. Our volunteers have shopped and shopped and shopped at their own risk. You know, in the first lockdown, they were in that queue for an hour, which was just truly amazing. They have delivered prescriptions. They have been telephone befrienders. But the older people have been so, so good. And they know that we're always here for them on our information advice line every morning. So they ring us just to find out what the latest news is about. Are they allowed to visit somebody? Are they not? What bubbles mean, etc. So it's been very, very tough for them. And also, obviously, some sad stories, but some of great joy. A lovely 102-year-old lady, she went into hospital with COVID just before Christmas, came out a couple of weeks ago, which was absolutely brilliant.
I was wondering if you would be able to say anything about Captain Tom, like, and how you think he's sort of affecting the elderly people and how he's an inspiration to people.
Yeah, he's just inspired everybody. And the most amazing thing was that I'm sure there's not an older person who hasn't found out about him, his initiative, his great fundraising initiative, because it was so much in the media that whether you haven't got a television, whether you only got a radio, whether you just read newspapers, you must have found out about it, which is absolutely brilliant. And yeah, it says keep going, doesn't it, basically? Keep going, whatever age you are, particularly if you're 100, that's for sure.
Excellent. That's everything I wanted to talk about. Is there anything else you would like to mention?
Yes, if I could just say that the amazing Valentine's hampers boxes have been donated by the Oracle Group. They're a PR and marketing agency with their offices in Epsom. So they're great supporters of ours. We are their charity of the year. Their CEO joined in the London Landmarks Half Marathon, supporting us there with fundraising. And also they gave us some cream tea boxes last year for National Afternoon Tea Day. So those were given out to older people in the borough, which was super. Wayne Woodward. Now, there's a bit of a surprise this morning going to the people who get their boxes via an email from Wayne Woodward, who was a runner-up in 2016 Britain's Got Talent. So I can't tell you too much, but it's a lovely surprise, that's for sure. And just to let everybody know out there about Age Concern Epsom and Yule, a small local independent charity, as I say, small, but doing just great big stuff within the borough, supporting all the older people. Always wanting volunteers, whether they're befrienders for us, medical transport drivers, supporting us here in our office, supporting our fundraising and marketing team. We always are looking out for volunteers. And please, everybody, remember our information and advice line open every morning, 9:30 till 1, here in our offices in the town hall, 01372 732 456 is the phone number. Or Age Concern Epsom's website has got all the information you need on it on how to contact us.